I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. For the past 12 days, West Virginians have been doing all they can to either recover from the flood or help their neighbors recover from the flood. And members of the DNR's Natural Resources Police have been on the front lines. We'll talk about their contribution coming up after this. The West Virginia Natural Resources Police were on the job immediately after the first floodwaters were reported in West Virginia June 23rd. Lieutenant Dennis Fiesel says their troops were actively getting people out of harm's way thanks to their advanced training.
A lot of our guys are Swiftwater Rescue trained. We have several of them that's Rescue 3 International, Swiftwater Rescue trained. We responded initially to the hard-hit areas like White Sulphur Springs and anywhere down along the Greenbrier River. And the first few nights was basically rescues, getting people out of trees, getting people out of houses, utilizing our boats, our Swiftwater Rescue boats, to pull people out and get them to safety.
And there were some incredible stories of bravery and heroism.
There's probably too many stories to even list, but our guys went through and picking people out of trees. There was a case in White Sulphur Springs where a guy was trapped in his car. He was in water. He was getting ready to get swept down the Greenbrier River. He was hypothermic. The paramedic said that he would not have made it much longer, and our guys went out and got him using ropes and techniques that they've learned in our Swiftwater Rescue class.
And they're also still active in the search for those who haven't been located yet along the Greenbrier River. Other officers have been involved in just helping get aid to those who are stranded.
The days following the flood, our guys, you know, we know how to get places. Where a road might be washed out, our vehicles get up around it, and our guys know how to get there. So we've been helping the National Guard get supplies to rural areas. We've still got flooded areas. The other day I helped the National Guard get to deliver supplies to some people that they haven't been able to get to yet.
And security and law enforcement has been an integral part of the response.
After the initial flood, we did have some people. We detailed some people for evening shifts along with the state police to watch out for flooding. We made some arrests over this weekend for people who were obtaining goods under false pretenses. West Virginians have donated a lot of stuff, and people have come in claiming to be flood victims to get some of that stuff, and we made some arrests on that over the weekend.
It's quite a departure from their normal duty, but Fiesel says it's work the Natural Resources Police are capable and willing to do.
It's different work, but it's important work. Our guys have unique skill sets, you know, unique ability to serve the people of West Virginia, and we're going to do what we have to serve them and help them get back on their feet until the job is done.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.